MDOT meeting?
Tom would have to talk about that.
Tom?
Oh, with the commissioner and the deputy commissioner. Two lovely gentlemen, I'll put it that way. It went okay. They encouraged us to break the project into two projects, the fish pier and the harbor separately. They said grant-wise that'd be much better. They didn't look at the fish pier as a major project in their mind. Even though it's $1.4 million, on their scale, they said it's not that big of a deal. They think structurally, the way it's built with all the
granite
blocks and stuff, that it's, secure, but yes, there's sinkholes, and it needs to be, the gravel needs to be taken out, the gravel bed, the top, the layer down. But they encouraged us to, keep looking for the grants and to do it. But they were optimistic, but, didn't want to give any.
They still owe us for Old County Road, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we talked to them too, because right now I guess they have encumbered money on their books. And so we questioned them on the amount. They're saying, it's in the 200,000 range, about 200. Half would be a grant, half would be a loan. But that can change if we go out and get it engineered, come up with a plan as to how we're going to do it and how we're going to maintain it. Because they're really upset that they gave us $1 million 20 years ago, and now we're back at the same situation because we haven't done anything to maintain them. So they want to see a plan in place as now it's going to be.
But is it true that we didn't maintain it?
No. We've always put money into it. Not enough in that one.
Yeah, they don't like Rockland. Seen that. Did you have a question, Melissa?
Who was that meeting with?
The commissioner, Burkhardt, or whatever his name is. Well, I got his card in my office, but it was the commissioner and the deputy commissioner.
The one way up there.
The big guy, Okay.
I was in Florida.
You were like...
Sorry.
That's why you were tan.
We had the engineering done on the project.
On the fish pier?
Yeah.
Oh, on the fish pier?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a plan already done. And the engineering's all been done on it.
Oh. Yeah, well, it's
all shovel-ready
right,
project.
Right here, so that's what we've been using for numbers. Mm-hmm. And last year I called them to get updated numbers. Part of the problem is that was 2012.
When we had a discussion with them, I probably wasn't the head guy, but they was kind of felt responsible for the condition of the top of the pier because of the poor engineering when they built it in the first place.
Oh, that's not the impression they gave me, because the impression they gave me was it was engineered perfectly, and the granite walking, it was done properly, because you fill it with the gravel in between, and they looked across, must have been over to O'Hara's.
Yeah.
They said, see, so you got the same thing as they got right there, and this is perfect.
They should have looked at the Coast Guard base, because
they had to tear that off.
Every 15 years at the tune of $3 million, every 15 years. I was there when they did it last time.
Is it because just mixed debris?
Built the same exact way. Yeah.
Is it just because they're using mixed different debris to fill up those areas over the past?
I'm not a civil engineer, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah. So they found old barges.
It's been done twice in the past 15 years.
Mm. I think it was just unfortunate that they did the walkthrough without any city staff. They just showed up on their own and walked around, and so no one was there to point out, what we thought were the issues. Mm.
Are you going to schedule a walkthrough where you're present?
We tried. We had coordinated it with them to kind of come to City Hall, and then we'd have a walkthrough afterwards, and they did it in reverse. So.
Hmm. Yeah.
All unbeknownst.
Yes.
So, but do you think it's...
Yeah, our plan was to meet up at City Hall and then take them down.
Yeah. So, but do you think it might be a new plan, which is to say, unfortunately, you guys, we didn't connect, we didn't go down together. Can we reschedule?
Well, we did mention that to them, and they want to see our plan and then come back and address it. So if we get down to the plan where we actually have grant money and we've got a plan in place, then I think we can get them to come back and go over it. Mm-hmm. They weren't really giving us the time of day.
Awesome. We've had that experience.
And that was 1984 built that pier, did the surface.
Oh, it's been that long?
Yeah, the granite itself has been there long, a couple hundred years probably, but that was 1984 when they made the initial investment.
Because we brought up the sinkholes and everything and he said, I didn't see any sinkholes. And I said, no, because what made them in? Filling them all the way up, safety issue.
Okay, well, keep us updated on that. It might just be time to have a new approach with MDOT, because other communities are getting funded and we're, for whatever reason.
And we just, in the last election cycle, we just passed a $150 million waterfront improvement bond. So there's money there somewhere.
Well, there's money, It's just, I think they're upset because at one time, I think under the old commissioner maybe or somebody, we had earmarked $500,000 for Rockland back when John Holden was here. He had unannounced verbal commitments of $500,000, so we brought that up years ago. And they didn't have any recollection of that, and they got all mad because we brought that up, and now we're paying the price.
That's why good minutes are very, very important. Right. All right. Well, I'm going to be hopeful.
Thanks for all your hard work on it.
I'll be hopeful. Thanks, Tom.
We'll get 200 out of them anyway.
We'll stick with it,
We'll try to get more.
That's right.
Colby Engineering?
So that being said, we did contact another engineering firm that came in. I just met with them this morning. Mark and I went over the plans with them. And they're going to first get me an estimate on what it would cost for their business to come up with an engineering plan. And at that point, we'll sit down and figure out whether we want to spend the money or not.
And where would what's the engineering plan for?
The fish pier.
Fish pier? Mm-hmm. And would it, because didn't you just say one was done in 2012?
Right.
Would it be any...
Not even that long.
I forward them all those plans.
Yeah.
So that we're not starting at ground zero, taking measurements on everything.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. See, this is us playing nice with them, Doc. This is their engineering firm that they went to.
Oh, I see.
We're jumping through the hoops.
Oh.
So we said we'd entertain it, have them come down and look at it, and then go from there.
Yeah, anywhere we can save on the engineering, because if it's already been done and they just may need to plug in some different numbers, we can save a lot of money.
I have that whole stack of plans electronically, and I just did that go.
Okay.
None of the numbers have changed.
Now we understand. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Tom. Was there a proposal for Middle Pier?
We just went
is that the buoy?
Yeah, this whole thing.
That whole thing. Okay. Any old business?